This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. On Sunday, the New England Patriots will take on the Jacksonville Jaguars at 3 p.m. to determine who will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Later at 6:40, the Minnesota Vikings will face the Philadelphia Eagles to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady missed practice with a right-hand injury a day after being limited by the same issue as New England prepared for its AFC game. Brady was present and wore a glove on the injured hand Thursday during a stretching portion of practice open to reporters. He has never missed a playoff game because of an injury in his career. In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the New York Knicks 105-99. The Philadelphia 76ers topped Boston 89-80. And the San Antonio Spurs beat the Brooklyn Nets 100-95. In the NHL, the New York Rangers skated by the Buffalo Sabres 4-3. And it was the Boston Bruins over the New York Islanders 5-2. In men's college basketball, Siena held off Marist 68-65. Former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar will be sentenced Monday or Tuesday, according to Judge Rosemarie Aquilina. Nassar faces a minimum sentence of 25 to 40 years in prison after admitting to sexually molesting girls who sought treatment for hip and back injuries. The Washington Spirit selected midfielder Andy Sullivan out of Stanford with the first pick in the National Women's Soccer League draft. The day also featured a stunning three-team trade. In Major League Baseball, a person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press the Players Association has rejected Major League Baseball's proposal to institute 20-second pitch clocks and limits on mound visits, a move that dares management to unilaterally impose the changes designed to speed up the pace of the games. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.